This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Seats in the upright position. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's everything out there in the heartland?
Freezing cold. So cold. I mean, it is absolutely devastatingly cold. The animals are having a really, really tough time. It's 11 degrees, and, you know, it's overcast. It's pretty rough on the animals. Other than that, you know, if you're inside, it's okay. It's 60, almost 60 degrees in the studio now. It's warming up. It's tough. It really is tough.
You're inside or so the animals are inside?
Well, Buckwheat's inside. our bottle calf is inside. And just since we were talking about this, here's what we've done. So to keep Buckwheat warm, he's in the garage, and the garage is part of the house. And so we have a heat lamp on him, a 125-watt heat lamp. Now, they come in 125, 250, and I believe 500. 500 is way too hot. 250 is way too hot. So this is just a heat lamp. And what happens is it's infrared heat. And we make sure it doesn't aim at the eyes. We come from the back of them. And so the back side of where he's lying down. And we have it about 3 feet away. It's in a parabolic type reflector. And it's one of these aluminum bowl type clamp-on lamps that photographers used to use. And it has a 125-watt infrared heat lamp on him to keep him warm. So infrared doesn't heat the air. It heats the object it lands on. So it warms him up. And the next thing I'm going to do is, after the broadcast, put another one outside in the chicken coop because they're cold as well. So just a thought. You may want to do it. But you don't want to burn them. Okay? So you can try it and experiment with the distance that you might want to have a 125-watt heat lamp at a distance of several feet from the animal, and feel with your hand, you know, check early and often to see if it's too hot, because you don't want to kill any animals. Don't do what I recommend. Don't do what I do. Do your own research. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, including USA Prepares. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, today we're going to talk about things you can do to help yourself, help your family, things, very easy things that anyone, virtually anyone, can do right now. Probably right after this class, go out and help protect your home against intrusion, against surge, against problems on the power line, to give you peace of mind for security. So we're going to talk about five easy things you can do, maybe a few more we can throw in, and I think that's a good way to kick off the new year, is getting right into what we can do and helping teach the class what some of those things are.
Okay, so, what's number one?
Well, I'm going to change the order. I know we had an outline. I'm going to put number one as surge protector, because that is so easy to do and have such a large payback in terms of what it protects. So full panel surge protector. So for the class that doesn't know what that is, pretty much every home has circuit box, basically, with circuit breakers. In the old days, I know we had fuses. I grew up in a home that had fuses, but they're all circuit breakers now, and it's one of two brands of circuit breaker, or I shouldn't say brand, I should say technology or format. There's two basic formats for circuit breakers. Pretty much no matter where you live, in the country, you have either what's known as a square D or a QO type circuit breaker, or you have what's commonly known as a GE or home line type circuit breaker. The GE breakers are 1 inch, the square D are 3/4 inch. They both come in doubles, so you can get a half inch GE, you can get a tandem square D. But basically, that's what you have, unless you have some kind of a communist system that was imported from Russia or something. Every home's going to have one of those two. And if you have a spare slot, and if not, maybe you can make a spare slot by, you know, getting a half-size breaker or a tandem breaker, you can buy a surge protector, put it right in to it. You need two slots because it goes across both power lines, you know, both rails of the power, so 220. You need two side-by-side adjacent slots. You slip it in. There's only one wire connect. That's a neutral wire, so it's actually easier than putting in a circuit breaker where you have to put two hot wires. I do recommend turning the power off. Nevertheless, you know, turn off your main breaker before you do this, but you just have one wire to connect. It's a neutral wire. You just slip it in to a spare screw slot on your neutral bar, and you're all set. So you go, well, Bert, Vince, why do I need this? Why are you guys saying this is number one? Well, the reason you need it is because power lines are notorious for having surges that travel through your home and zap things. And if you have surge protectors locally installed throughout your home, you know, protecting your TV or your computer or your stereo, that might absorb it. But, you know, those blow out as well. This will help protect that from blowing out. So you're sort of getting the spike right at the source. It's very important. We're seeing more surges because every time your power goes off and gets turned on, there's a surge. I don't know if most people know that. It was notorious for wiping out refrigerators. This will protect your refrigerator. And it's such an easy thing to do, Vince. And not only that, I have part numbers for people that can right now go to, and we're not promoting anyone, we're not promoting any brand, we're not promoting any store, but someone can go right now on Amazon or Home Depot and buy one of these. They run around $100, more or less, sometimes more, sometimes less. Well worth putting in.
Okay, so Bert, I have whole house surge protectors here at the farm. And they've been installed, and they work very, very well. So the technology is proven. I've had it for 16 years here at the farm. And we have multiple sub-panels. So we have a main panel, and then we have sub-panel after sub-panel after sub-panel connected to the main panel. And so each sub-panel has a whole house surge protector as well. So we've taken it to, you know, the extreme, because frankly, I don't want to call the insurance guy and say, listen, you know, my DVD player got blown up, my computers got blown up, my mic mixer, my headphone amplifier, you know, my proprietary connection to Genesis Communications Network. I mean, get thousands of dollars worth of stuff here. And I, you know, if I call my insurance agent, they'll cover it except the deductible, and then my insurance will go up 10%. I don't want to do that. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so, and in fact, you know, Vince, the surge protector itself can go out. They have a usually a little green light on it to tell you if it's out or not. But I tell you what, if your surge protector has gone out, you just absorbed a mighty big surge. So, you know, God bless you, and go ahead and put another one in. But you saved yourself probably a whole heck of a lot more than that if the surge protector goes out. But so here's the part number. So if you have GE home line, these are 1-inch breakers. This is probably the most common breaker again in most homes right now. Your part number for the GE part is THQL-SURGE. So it's basically THQL surge, and that's very easy if you forget it, because THQL is the model line for GE, and then they just add surge to the part number. If you have square D, which is also known for Eaton as CH, or it's also known as QO, these are the 3/4 inch breakers. Your square D part number is QO2175SB. Again, QO is an orange 2175SB. Now, there's also another model I can give you. It's an Eaton Type BR that's equivalent basically to GE Homeline. You can mix them in most cases, but some people say, no, use the brand of your panel. The Eaton part number is BRN Surge. Again, Eaton BRN Surge. That's a whole panel surge protector. I'm looking at an ad right now from a common online seller, and it is on sale for $77 with free shipping. So those models will work. You can buy them. You can put them in. You know, wear gloves, turn off your main power. But I would say most people can do this as a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, so I don't understand the logic. I understand what you said, but I don't understand the logic behind having equivalent brand breakers in a breaker panel. For example, we have General Electric brand breaker panels. Some of them are 40 spaces. I guess most of them are 40 spaces. And we have three breaker panels in the farmhouse that have 40 breakers each. And one that has 32. So that's in the main location. Then we have sub-panels that have 8 or 12 breakers each. So what I wanted to do is make sure that we had plenty of current and very little resistance. And I ran, you know, heavy cable from the main panel to each of the sub-panels. But the point is, I don't understand why I can't mix a GE brand breaker with an Eaton breaker, for example, or a Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T, breaker. To me, if they're equivalent, they're equivalent, they're equivalent, and why can't they be placed next to each other? I don't get it. Do you know why?
Well, Vince, there are some subtle differences. So I can tell you, in my house in particular, I have somewhat similar to you. I have a main breaker panel with only my 220, and then I have two sub-panels. One of the sub-panels was in there before I purchased the home. It's some off-brand, and I can't recall what it is. They're out of business. It's pretty much 90% the same as GE Homeline, a one-inch breaker, but there's some little subtlety to the actual breaker themselves. And what I noticed is some brand one-inch breakers will fit in that panel, and some will not. So there are, it's just something on like a little tiny notch in the plastic. So there are some subtle differences. Now, officially, the code will say, you know, if you have an Eaton box, put in Eaton. If it's GE, put in GE. So maybe I'm not giving you the answer you want. Electrically,
no,
I don't think there's any problem.
No
problem electrically, but there could be subtle mechanical issues.
Okay, mechanically, yes. There are breakers that are 1 inch wide that look just like the GE breaker, but they won't fit in completely, as you're talking about. They're designed not to fit.
Just like
PVC pipe. If you have a PVC connector where you put two pieces of PVC straight pipe together, they will fit the coupling. But you can't put PVC pipe and C PVC pipe with the same coupling unless you get an adapter, and it's designed not to fit. So those breakers that you're talking about with that extra piece of plastic, it will prevent you from putting the breaker in. So I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is, if the breaker fits, what's the problem with having an Eaton breaker next to a Siemens breaker next to a GE breaker if they're all equivalent.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and I just went out to the area where we have the breaker panels. And so, class, when we were building the house, I bought General Electric brand because I trust that particular brand at the time. I still think they're good. So I bought General Electric 40-space breaker panels, and they came with 8 breakers pre-installed in them. So 8 of the 40 breakers were already there, and to fill up that panel, if I wanted to, I would need 32 more breakers. Well, I bought 10 packs, which are called contractor packs, of breakers, and so there's 10 in the box, and they were $3.28 each, which was a very good value at the time. But they are Siemens brand and Eaton brand. So in the same panels, I have Siemens, Eaton, and General Electric, and they all fit. They're all designed to work with each other, and I've had no problems in 16 years. No fighting. Everybody gets along just great, and they work. And I'm happy with every single one of them. So my choice is the General Electric style because the breakers are less expensive and they work just fine. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and just to be clear, that's the Siemens brand of the GE Homeline breaker, because Siemens also makes the, they're known as making the QO breaker. So, Vince, I know of no reason electrically why what you just said you can't do. Now, electrical code says don't do it. We may have somebody call in and say, oh, you know, you violated the code on doing that. But electrically, there's a certain way a breaker works, why it trips, and there's nothing that is different when you put in one brand or another into your panel. So the issues are really one of fit, really, it's mechanical fit and maybe peace of mind. But I have the same thing, Vince, in my one-inch panel, and that's known as the THQL. That's the GE model series number. I've mixed a couple of other. I have two brands mixed, and I've had no problem. So, class, in a practical sense, there's no danger in doing that.
Okay. What's next on the list? So, basically, you find a two spaces, one above the other, not across from each other, but one above the other, and you put this whole house type surge protector in, and it just fits in perfectly. You may have to take out the metal tabs if there's gray tabs that are blocking the circuit breaker from the cover tabs, and there's one green wire, and that green wire goes to the neutral bus bar, and there's a screw there that's probably vacant. You unloosen that screw, put the exposed end of the stripped end of the green wire in there. You tighten the screw securely, make sure the breaker is pushed in all the way. You've done this with the breaker panel off, and you're done.
I do have to correct you. It's a white wire. It goes to neutral.
Okay, white wire.
Just so we don't get people returning breakers saying, oh, there's no green wire. You are correct. Green is ground, but the way it works is actually that surge is dissipated into the neutral bar, not the ground bar. There's some reasons why it's done that way. It's beyond class to get into that, but it's a white wire.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So
my mistake.
Let's talk. So we're sort of on the same theme of power. Let's talk about backup power generator. That's something a lot of people are experiencing, loss of power. That's something I'm considering for my home right now, putting in a backup generator. And let's right away say there's two classes of backup generator. There's a whole house permanent generator that you locate somewhere. You put it where you have a source of power. That could be your natural gas, propane. Vince, you can't use electricity to power your backup generator because that's what you're trying to generate to begin with. So you want to look for another source of power, and you can put in a whole house generator. The second kind you can put in is a portable generator. And the difference is the portable generator, it's on wheels. You fill it up with gasoline or diesel fuel, and you roll it out to where you've put the transfer switch. So either one requires a little bit of rewiring of your power system, of your power as it comes into the house, to basically intercept the power as it comes from your meter, go through a transfer switch, and the transfer switch will determine if the power is coming from the power company or your generator. So,
and that's really important. Are you going to discuss why that is so important to have a transfer switch, a break before make type switch?
Yeah, and you have to have that. And we'll discuss the plus and minuses of these two types of backup.
Okay, we'll be right back with Bert.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beloved actor Sidney Poitier has died at the age of 94.
Were there not an untold number of courageous, unselfish choices made by a handful of visionary American filmmakers, directors, writers, and producers, each with a strong sense of citizenship responsibility to the times in which they lived, each unafraid to permit their art to reflect their views and values, ethical and moral, and moreover acknowledge them as their own.
Sidney's trailblazing career stemmed from humble beginnings. He found work as a janitor at the American Negro Theater in exchange for acting lessons. Several years later, he became a household name with the film No Way Out. No details were released on the cause of death. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Internet cookies that attach to your personal web browsing habits and inform websites of your viewing habits and purchases are quite intrusive when you see what they actually do, all under the guise of ensuring you a better web experience. The country of France is now standing up and taking notice.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Bert's with us, electronic engineer. Two types of backup generators and transfer switch. Back to you, Bert.
Transfer switch. Well, the obvious reason is because it switches, it detects the loss of power from the power company and does the switch electronically. You don't want to be fooling around with that by trying to plug something into your power. I can't tell you how dangerous that is, not to mention you'll probably screw up your equipment. You'll screw up your house. So the transfer switch does it very safely and accurately. And so then when your power is restored, it'll detect that and switch it back. So and pretty much as when you buy these, they most of the time come with a transfer switch. The only reasons they don't is sometimes you have different requirements. You might want to have your transfer switch include a new panel for, you know, sometimes what you want is only certain parts of your home to be powered by your backup generator. So the transfer switch might have its own panel that'll have separate breakers for just those areas of your home you want protected. So there's a couple of choices you make when you want to install it. First choice is which of these types do you want? There's pluses and minuses. The portable one is lower cost. It's easier to install. You just wheel it over to where you'll have a little outlet box on the side of the wall of, you know, wherever your power is coming in, your garage or side of your home. And you just, when the power goes off, you just plug it in. It's that simple. But the permanent one, you do nothing because it'll detect it on its own, but it is more expensive. It requires wiring. You got to get permits. And like I said, a power source. But it's if your power is going off frequently, it's probably the better way to do it because you don't really have to do anything except make sure that it's has its power source, either natural gas or whatever you're filling it up with. So, but it is more expensive for the permanent one if you want to put that in. What's the cost? Well, portable ones can be, you know, in the hundreds or low thousands. The fixed ones can, you know, range up, depends, you know, how big a, you know, is it for your home? Is it for, a building? It can go into thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars for some of the more permanent ones. So it's a choice. And you can make that choice. And then the further choices are how big do you want it in terms of amps? Do you want to supply everything in your home, or do you want to have only some circuits that you consider important? And you probably need an electrician for this. It's a, you know, I would say some do-it-yourselfers can do this, but most likely you want an electrician because there is a lot of wiring, and you don't want to make a mistake when you're doing that wiring.
Okay. So, Bert, you were talking about an automatic transfer switch. Is that correct? Did you mention you were cut out in the beginning of what you said? So when you said the switch transfers automatically, you're talking about an automatic transfer switch, correct?
Yeah. So the transfer switch for the permanent one will be automatic. If you have a portable one, then you're going to bring it out. You're going to have a little sort of outlet box where you want the power to come in. So what you literally do is you wheel your portable generator up to that box. It'll be an extension cord, literally just a regular extension cord, more or less, and you'll plug it into that box, and then you do have to flip the switch because on that one it's not automatic because, you know, you're wheeling the portable generator up to the transfer box. So then you will flip the switch yourself on that one.
Okay, so these switches are called break before make switches. So the transfer switch that we have at our farm has a lever, like an arm on the side, and kind of like a slot machine almost. And I have it wired so there are three positions. There's up, there's in the middle, and there's down. Up, I have for the grid. In the middle means off. Nothing's connected. And down is to the generator. And I have a connection to, I actually permanently wired a generator, but I used to have a thick cable about, if you take your thumb and forefinger and you connect them together and you make a little circle, that's the size of the cable that runs from the generator to the transfer switch. So that's what we had, and I took that off and I permanently wired a diesel generator into this transfer switch. But it's all manual, which means that I have to start the generator, get the generator up to speed, get the voltage and the alternating current frequency at 60 cycles. When I get that stabilized, then I go and throw the transfer switch from the off position in the center to the generator, and then everything in the whole farm is engaged. But that's a fairly heavy generator. But before I had that, I bought another generator called it's a PTO generator. Bert, do you want to discuss PTO generators, or do you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So PTO stands for PTO, power take off. So let's say you have a tractor, And regardless of the size of your farm tractor, it probably has an output called a power takeoff. And what you can do is you can buy a generator that will connect to through a tumbler bar, which is a bar that spins, connects to the PTO power takeoff of your tractor, and will connect to the input shaft of your generator. So if you've seen a bush hog or some kind of a rear mower or an implement that spins, it has a power takeoff shaft or a tumbler bar. And what you can do, what I did, was I put a trailer hitch ball on the back of the tractor, and I bought a small two-wheel trailer, real small, like 4 foot by 4 foot, and I mounted a 25 kVA, 25 kilovolt amp generator made by Winco, W-I-N-C-O. It's a pretty hefty generator, okay? And it takes about 40 horsepower to run it at full capacity. So this is bigger than probably most whole house generators in terms of capacity. But I power it with a 20 horsepower tractor because I don't need the full capacity of this generator. I don't want to run it at wide open capacity. I want to save the fuel. So the bottom line in my world is the bigger the generator, the more fuel you're going to burn per hour. Period. Okay? So because a generator has to run at either 1800 RPM or 3600 RPM. That's the way they're designed in order to get 60 cycle current. Bottom line is that my thinking is figure out how much current you need to run the minimum number of things that you need. So, for example, if you have an oil burner, you want to add that in. If you have a freezer and refrigerator, you want to add that in. Lighting, you might want to, you know, want to add that in. Hot water heater, forget it. It just takes too much current to run a hot water heater. And you can do without hot water, you know, during an emergency. So those are my thoughts. Find out how much current you need as the minimum and get that size generator because you'll use the least amount of fuel. Bert, do you want to talk about the fuel types and the efficiency of each fuel type, or do you want me to mention that?
I think you're probably the better expert on that, Vince, but I will say there is a little bit of rewiring required when you determine only certain circuits in your home are going to go through the backup generator, so that's why you may need an electrician to help you with a little bit of rewiring because you have to reorganize how your circuits are working.
That's correct. That's correct. And if you want to get some information, good information, you can get the book that I talked about, the Black & Decker wiring book, the Complete Guide to Home Wiring, for about $5 used on eBay. Great. Great source for all of what we're talking about. The surge protection, how to do it, transfer switches, generators, etc. Bottom line is your most efficient fuel is going to be diesel. It has the most BTUs per gallon, more than gasoline. Propane has, so it's diesel, then gasoline, then propane, and then natural gas. The problem with gasoline is it doesn't store well and it's volatile and you can have a fire and explosion. Natural gas is allegedly it's going to be there all the time unless there's a problem with the pipes freezing in the ground or the supply of natural gas because you're dependent on some other company. Propane is a good choice because you can buy your own tank and you can buy your own propane and put it in your own tank. And then it's yours. If you rent the tank, well, you can buy the propane, but you don't own the tank. And you will spend more money buying propane per gallon if you rent the tank than if you buy your own tank. Because if you buy your own tank, you can shop anywhere you want. If you're renting a tank from the ABC propane company, you know, I'm making that up, you're going to have to buy your propane from them, and they can charge you whatever they want. So get your own tank if you're going to use propane. Now, propane is great for a generator because it doesn't have the deposits, the soot, etc., during the combustion, and the engines will run a little cooler and they'll last longer if you're going to have a gasoline versus propane type generator. Natural gas would be equivalent to propane, roughly speaking. So in our world, we use diesel. We don't have natural gas here. We do have propane, but I don't want to use the propane for running a generator. I want to use the propane for cooking.
Yeah, you do have some cow flatulence there.
Well, actually, literally, we could take a container, and we could put cow poop in a container. We could have it percolate methane gas, and then pull the methane gas off the percolator and run a generator. Absolutely correct. Not only that, we have an outdoor wood furnace, and that has unburned hydrocarbons going right up the chimney. And what we could do is we could take, if we could start a generator, a portable generator, with gasoline, start it with gasoline to get it running, and then intake from the exhaust, from the flue pipe, the smoke from the wood stove, it would run the generator. The problem is it's really sooty, and you have to filter that smoky exhaust from the wood stove. But yes, it will. It'll run a car. It'll run a truck. It'll run a generator. But you have to filter it. Some people use straw. They'll take a big 55-gallon barrel of straw and then pipe the cooled smoke from the wood stove into the 55-gallon barrel filled with straw, and the straw is the filter medium to filter out the soot. And then they run the smoke filtered into the intake or the carburetor, if you will, but no gasoline running into it, and generator will continue running. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so I think that's a great thing for everybody to consider. It's a little more complicated than what the first thing we discussed. Next, I think we want to talk about putting in a video doorbell. I think it's actually fairly easy. I did my own. I've since upgraded it. Very easy to do. And there's a couple of brands I personally like, Ring. It's so innovative because you don't need a separate power source. You can just literally take out your little push-button doorbell, put a Ring module in, and it does have a battery, but that battery is charged by the trickle off of your Ring circuit, off of your doorbell circuit. So if you think about it, a doorbell is a switch on a very simple circuit with a 24-volt AC transformer, your doorbell, and the little button. If you measured without pushing the button, you'd measure 24 volts across that button. So basically, the Ring trickle charges off your doorbell circuit. Very easy to put in. It's a little harder to set up on the internet because you know, going through the authentication. But I did it in a few minutes. Very easy.
All right. When we come back, let's go through the 24-volt transformer of the doorbell circuit, and let's talk about the cost. We'll be right back with Bert.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, so you're saying that there's two wires going to your traditional doorbell. They're powered by a 24-volt AC transformer. No specific high-tech power supply, just a transformer providing 24 volts AC. That 24 volts connects to the Ring doorbell, which provides a trickle current, a small amount of current, to keep the battery charged through a battery charger in the Ring doorbell itself, and you're good to go. So you have a rechargeable battery, and that provides current for the Ring doorbell, which has a camera and is connected to Wi-Fi. Is that right?
Yeah, and just to be clear, so you don't have to do it. You don't have to go find where your 24-volt transformer is. In my case, it's in the garage. You don't have to go to your doorbell and do anything to your doorbell. Basically, the Ring will just, you know, take a trickle current, because think about it, that doorbell actually has a coil, and that coil is completing a circuit, and nothing happens unless you push the button to trip the doorbell. But that current can flow through in very small amount without you ever hearing the doorbell go off, and that's enough to keep the battery trickle charged. So it was quite innovative. Now, homes vary. Maybe not every home has that type of a system. You can buy a Ring that's standalone that you don't need to have any other doorbell, in fact, because when you use the Ring, it will ring on your cell phone. So it's really quite clever. So not only is it easy to install and power off your circuit, in most cases, it'll ring your regular doorbell as normal, and it'll ring on your cell phone wherever your cell phone is, and most importantly, it'll ring on your cell phone if you're at work or you're out at a restaurant or you're on vacation. You'll hear that doorbell ring. Now, that's just the beginning of it. What's great is you can answer the door, and you will see the person. Now, they can't see you, but you will see them, and you can talk to them, and they can hear you and talk back. So basically, you can answer your doorbell if you so choose, from a remote location. You can also set it up to detect motion, so if no one rings your doorbell, you can detect motion and see, you know, if your gardener's going by just doing stuff. You can set up an alert that it'll alert your phone, and then you can turn it on the app, and you'll see the video of whoever's at your door. Now, they also have a camera, so the camera, obviously, there's nothing to ring on a camera, but the camera can also detect motion and alert you. So at my home, I have a couple of cameras, plus a doorbell, plus some what they call are chimes. So the chime will say ring in your bedroom or another room of your house. You could be in the attic, in the garage, whatever, and it'll alert you that someone's at the door when you're in another room of the house. And then you can choose to run over there and answer it or not. So it's a great product. They have really good support line. There are some other brands as well. You know, Ring was the first. I think they're the best. We're not getting anything for promoting them. And I know a lot of our class is probably concerned about security. It's out on the internet. You know, what's the security issue? Well, you know, it is encrypted, but you can choose to have it stored on the cloud if you wish. And I do that because I want to go back and look at the video clips of what was going on at my house. So I'm not so worried about the security because I'm more concerned about my own security, about who's at the house, rather than having the government or somebody listening in on what's going on in my backyard. So I have it, and I think it is a do-it-yourself project for most people. If not, there's handymen that can put one in. Everybody knows how to do it now, pretty much, who's a handyman or kind of a light contractor, if you want to call that. So, and if you want, you can just put in the cameras and not do the doorbell. That's fine too. So.
Okay. So what is this doorbell unit cost?
It's about $100. There's different models. There's deluxe models. If you don't have a powered doorbell, as you know, because every home's a little different sometimes. There's some that you can actually use a solar panel with, a small solar panel. It's a little harder because you got to run another wire then. But they're 100 and up, let's say, depending on if you get some deluxe models with extra capabilities. Cameras, about the same, you know, somewhere around $100, maybe some more, some less. The chime units are, you know, you just basically plug those into your outlet, and they'll pick up the signal through your home Wi-Fi network. They're anywhere from $30 to $50. You do need a Wi-Fi network at your home to use this, so that's that's something we can discuss. I think most homes have it though.
Okay, so do you have to have a cell phone in order to have this Ring doorbell work?
You don't need it, but you're not getting all the benefits if you don't have the cell phone, because the whole idea is to contact you when you're not at home, right? So, So if you want to get the full range of benefits, probably the most important benefit, notifying you when you're not at home, then, of course, you want a cell phone.
Okay. Bert, thank you so much. This is the kind of broadcasting we're going to do from now on, class. This is it. We're not going to be doing politics. We're going to be doing teaching you how to do it yourself and get you started. Bert, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.